Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Jack Ward of the American Hereford Association, talking about the genetic advancements that have benefited the beef industry in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, exciting news. The Beef Checkoff going to be able to partner up with NASCAR. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We are so excited that it has officially been announced. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, is partnering with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 40th season opening race for NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for 4 p.m. start on February 13th, the day before the 63rd annual Daytona 500. But to build upon the sponsorship, we are thrilled to announce the Oklahoma Beef Council, in partnership with other state beef councils, is providing additional support of on-site promotions as well as television for this historic event. And it is the second time in 2 months the Beef Checkoff will be returning to television. Once again, it was the right project at the right price at the right time.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner. Jack Ward, Executive Vice President of the American Hereford Association, has been with the Hereford breed for about 20 years now, says there's been tremendous genetic improvement in the cattle. He says he believes that's helped keep the breed relevant in today's cattle industry.
Just so very proud of our members, of what they've done and what they've accomplished in terms of genetic improvement and showing the importance of Hereford genetics in the commercial cow herd and then those corresponding animals performing, as you said, in the feed yard, the packer level. We have a certified Hereford beef program that certainly has added value to it. But, yeah, it is very rewarding, and we, as I said, as seed stock producers, it's our job to do that. And at the American Hereford Association, we're not here to dictate what breeders use, but what we are there is to provide them all the necessary tools for them to become profitable and for them to make good genetic selection decisions. And even before, when I came to Hereford back in just before 2000 or around 2000, the association and the board had the foresight to adopt whole herd reporting, which is an inventory-based system, and it's an unbiased genetic evaluation It's the one that is asked to be done by Beef Improvement Federation, and so we adopted that. Our breeders have done a wonderful job. I haven't looked lately, but typically nearly 90% of the cattle that we register at our association come through that program. We're upwards of nearly 120 or 30,000 genotypes plus in our evaluation. A large percentage of those are females now, which tells me that our breeders do understand the importance of that. It's not just about testing the bulls that they're getting ready to market and make it a marketing tool. They're using it as a genetic improvement tool. We have one of the most comprehensive young sire test programs that there is in the industry, where we track through unbiased breeding and the performance of young bulls. The data is added to the evaluation, and it's allowed us to find the movers and shakers, if you will, within our breed a little quicker and in an unbiased way. And so that, along with what we do from a marketing standpoint, what we do at Certified Hereford Beef, all of these things combined are just tools that help our members and support them.
What's your crystal ball tell you about where is the purebred industry going, and what do you need to do to be successful going, one, two, 3 years down the road?
Well, I think it's the big point right off the bat is just to be acceptable of new technology and change. I would tell that to anybody, and it's tough sometimes to do that. For various reasons. One of them is it's new technology costs, right? So that puts a little extra financial burden on our producers. But they've got to be open-minded, and they've got to work hard, and they got to be committed to their customers. And I say that a lot of times because I think sometimes our membership thinks we as a staff are trying to guide people down one avenue or another, and we're not. I'll reiterate what I said earlier, is it's our job to provide the tools and ask you to use the tools and then for you to make the decisions of where they're going to be. I think the short-term outlook for the beef cattle industry in general looks nice. We've seen some pretty good placements of females. We've seen some reduction in cows because of some of the drought conditions around the country. So I see that being obviously a positive. I think beef has certainly gained, again, some strength around the world, and beef in a high-quality form. But we have to continue to focus on efficiency, and because those are the things that are going to drive profitability. And I know sustainability gets thrown around a lot, but for the beef industry and our producers to be sustainable, we have to do it in a low-cost way and still be expected to produce a high-end product. So that's going to continue to be a focus.
American Hereford Association's Jack Ward on the value of genetic information to the beef industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.